Welcome back to the Prep Rally podcast. Football is over here in the Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley. Boo!
And sadly, today is the last episode of the Prep Rally podcast, football edition. And we're talking about the Class 3A and 4A state championships from last Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I'm your host, Sydney Ruth Mulvannon. Let's get into it, y'all.
Can I get any sadder with my little part of the intro there?
Don't bring
it. It's a happy sad, though.
Yeah. I'm sad because football's my favorite sport, so I'm going to have to get into the other sports that I don't necessarily know much about. But anyway, let's recap some state championship games.
Transition time.
All right, welcome back. We're going to recap some state championships. Do you mind if we start with the Elkins?
Well, that would be a good place to start because Leland was moping around the press box during that whole time, you know, because it was the last football game of the year. Weren't you, Leland? I mean, you were, you know, it's sad. It's another season comes to an end.
Yeah, and, you know, football season always seems like it's short. I mean, you know, we start in August. It's hot. It's 90 degrees, maybe 100 degrees. Oof. And we go through non-conference. Then we go through conference. Then we're talking about the playoffs. And then it's the state championship games. But, wow, what a way to finish with two state champions from the Northwest Arkansas and River Valley corner of the state.
It was a great day. So, we'll go ahead and start with the final game of the night on Saturday. And it was a long day Saturday, Leland. We met at the McDonald's in Alma, Sydney at 8 a.m. and didn't show back up at that same McDonald's until, what was it, Leland? 12:30 at night. It was a long day.
Yeah, it was 1 o'clock. It was close to 1.
Sounds like so much fun.
But it was a great day. It was a great day for the Elkins Elks and Coach Zach Watson. They have finally gotten over the proverbial hump. And
yeah,
they're state champions in Class 4A. It was a great day.
And to bring back what I said last week on the show, so shout out to Joseph Ortiz. He does not play. He's on the sideline for Elkins. Sideline warrior, okay, making the team better. But shout out to him and also the Elkins Elks, because I saw him yesterday at church and it was really cool to be like, what up, state champ? And he's like, ah, you know.
Well, you know, it was an interesting night for Elkins. They jumped out way ahead. We thought they might blow them out. And we thought maybe they were doing a great job on Creed Vega. And then, of course, you know, Dardanelle had to get back in the ball game. And we knew, we kind of thought that might happen. They're a really good team. No, not at all. Creed Vega, and we love the name Creed Vega, and we're sad to see him leave. But he, you know, all of a sudden it was 21-14, and the state championship MVP, Austin Bourne, goes 51 yards around the left side for a touchdown run that gets the lead back to 28-14. Elkins finishes it off 31-14. State champions, Elkins Elks. Mm-hmm. You know, we were kind of talking on the way back. You know, Elkins has had some really good teams the last 3 or 4 years. Really good. We're not even sure if this was the best Elkins team that's been on the field the last couple of years. But this is the team that got it done.
Yep.
And, man, it was a great night for them. Coach Zach Watson, we're really happy for him. And Leland got we got some interviews with those guys. You can check them out on our social media page for sure. Yeah, can't say enough good things about what Elkins did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Leland, I know you got to see Dardanelle a few times, and, you know, they shut down Creed Vega like nobody else has this year.
Oh, absolutely. Limited him to 113 yards rushing, which is a major plus for them. The biggest reason why they won the game, really, was limiting him rushing to 113 yards. And then, of course, just 71 yards passing. He's had a phenomenal career. He was the guy that, you know, pretty much carried them to this point. And so for Elkins defense to do that, And the funniest thing I think about Elkins winning the championship, you mentioned probably more talented teams in the last few years, but it's because of what those teams accomplished that I think really set the table for this team to do what they did. Because, and Coach Watson, you know, touched on this after the game, that the fact that they had been here and done this, the lights weren't too bright and the stage wasn't too big for these Elkins Elks. And it showed early, 21-0 lead at the half. They took control of the game early. And even though Darnell came back within 21-14, I didn't get the sense at all that Elkins was going to give this lead up and not win this game. But the other thing is, you know, Darnell has been at the top or near the top of 4A all season long. And 4A is so deep. And with so many teams, you've got five rounds of playoffs instead of four, which is why 3A and 4A is on this weekend and not the other weekend. But, you know, Elkins was very rarely mentioned among the teams that could win the state championship in 4A this year. Even though there were a lot of teams mentioned, Elkins really wasn't considered one of the favorites. And I think when they beat Arkadelphia at home, of course, that opened some eyes. But when they went to Stuttgart and won in the semifinals, that was the big eye-opener that, you know, that this Elkins team is for real. And then to come back and shut that offense down like they did, and they didn't just slow it down. I mean, they shut Darnell's offense down. You know, just, man, kudos and hats off to Elkins. I'm not going to say they came out of nowhere to win this game, but to go through the gauntlet that they did and survive the gauntlet that 4A is every single year is just amazing.
Absolutely. Just a great job by Elkins. And
to add a little fun, but they are quite the salsa dancers, as we found out at Media Day.
Yeah. I'm glad they had fun, and you know what a great season for them to look back on, start to finish. Mm-hmm. Maybe even the loss to Darnell early, because maybe they don't become who they are without getting that loss early on. So you'd much rather lose in September than you would in December. So
absolutely.
And then that, you know, the early game on the day, Mansfield, and what a record breaking performance for the Mansfield Tigers. They set the single game rushing record with 489 yards. That's the official word. I don't know if Leland went back and watched it and recounted them all. That's what we're going with today, I guess. Andrew Burton, 321 yards on 30 carries. Aside from a late fumble, he was fantastic, Sydney.
And he's not the last of the Burtons, is he?
Oh, no. There's a whole group of them still to come. Elkins ought to be good time.
You know, it'll be down to the halfway point now. There's only four left.
And they're all four really good football players that are going to contribute to this. But going back to that Elkins game, you know, the first quarter, nobody scored, and both teams drove deep into the other's territory and couldn't get points. And then, you know, that's exactly how it lines up, because then Elkins has the ball on the 10-yard line, and Andrew Burton's coming around the right side and breaks off a 90-yard touchdown run. So that was the beginning of a great afternoon for him. Can't say enough about how happy we are for Whit Overton at Mansfield. You know, we talked about this at length. I mean, and he talked about it in his press conference, that people thought he was crazy when he left Boonville to go to Mansfield. And he's like, how do you like me now? You know?
Yeah.
How do you like me now?
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to sing, but I do have an abbreviated. I do have an abbreviated. Give me five, just on Mansfield, because the things that stuck out in this game was, number one, that Mansfield's defense. You know, Mansfield's offense turned the ball over on downs on their first two possessions. They were at Fordyce's 13, turned it over, and Fordyce's 16, turned it over. But during that time, Fordyce drove to Mansfield's 6. and drove to Mansfield 3 and had first and goal. And Mansfield's defense turned them away both times until that Mansfield offense did get really rolling and could get on the scoreboard. And after that second goal line stand, on the next play, that's when Andrew Burke went 90 yards for a touchdown. So number two, after that defense, which also had two interceptions in the game, were big. Number two, the offensive line for Mansfield, five seniors, four of them are three-year starters, veteran group, the Orr brothers, Caden and Logan, then Xander Walters, James Bosley, and Ethan Martin, who was the Burlsworth Award winner. Anytime that you can put up 50 carries for, I went back and I think it's 496 yards, and put your name in the record book with Barton, when you can break a Barton record, you've done something. So that offensive line, tremendous effort. And then number three, you know, Mansfield has been a flexbone team the last 3 years, but kudos to Whit Overton, his staff, especially the offense coordinator, for seeing something that maybe might work as a nice tweak, and that was to get out of the flex bone, go to the power eye, the I formation, and put a fullback in and let Andrew Burton dot that I. And it was on the first time of the game that they went to that I formation when he took that toss sweep around the right side and he went 90 yards. Now, Andrew Burton's not exactly the typical fullback, although in the flex bone, teams have started going to a little more quicker fullback than that big traditional big back. But there's not been very many times in the past that I would have thought that Mansfield could outrun Fordyce. And that's what Andrew Burton did. 90-yard touchdown run. His second touchdown run was right after Fordyce had cut it to 16-6. After the kickoff, next play, I formation, Andrew Burton, 59 yards and a touchdown. Finished with 31 carries, I think 328, and broke was second in the state in rushing in the state championship game behind Kenneth Dixon. So they have put their names up there with Barton and Kenneth Dixon of Strong. So that's something big. And then number four, two-point conversions for Mansfield have been big this year. In the three biggest games of the year against Charleston and Boonville in the 3A1 games that really was for the conference championship, Charleston and Mansfield both scored four touchdowns. The difference, Mansfield converted all four two-point conversions. In a 16-14 win at Boonville, both teams scored two touchdowns. You know what the difference in that game was? Two-point conversions by Mansfield. Saturday afternoon, Fordyce and Mansfield both scored five touchdowns. Sydney, I'm going to let you do the math on this. What's five times two?
Five times two, 10.
That's exactly right, 10. I'll help you out. What was the
I
final
said it.
Margin?
I said it.
Okay. Final margin of victory was what? 40-30. What's that difference? 10. So two-point conversions have been big for Mansfield, and especially Saturday afternoon. And then number five, the schedule. When Whit Overton took over and they went to the semifinals 2 years ago, you know, he thought this team would be pretty good. So he beefed up the schedule some. And even though Mansfield was making its first trip to War Memorial Stadium ever on Saturday, again, the lights weren't too bright.
They weren't even
the
on,
stage
actually.
Wasn't, well, that's true. And the stage wasn't too big because they had played Bismarck in a big non-conference game. Then they beat Bismarck and Salem in the state playoffs. So that, you know, they prepared for that moment. And the result is a undefeated Class 3A state championship for the Mansfield Tigers.
Hats off to y'all. That's awesome.
I mean, I got nothing after that. He pretty much would have said anything I would have said. The best part about the interview with Coach Tim Rogers from Fordyce was he said, yeah, the coach at Warren, Bo Henry, said that we better work on our two-point conversions. And we did, but they didn't convert any of them. So,
well, With that being said, if you want to know more about these games, NWAOnline.com and the River Valley Democrat Gazette.com are the premier spots to get all the latest news on all things high school sports. Additionally, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Prep Rally Sports, where we interview players, coaches, like you saw from the state championship, and a lot of other fun antics that we get into. And also, I want to thank our sponsor for today as well.
One more time.
Yeah, one more time. Leland, you think you got it?
I got it.
Do you?
I got it.
Lock in. Okay. We want to thank our sponsor, West Termite. Take control of your pests with West. Whether it's termites, mosquitoes, bedbugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com. Ready, guys? One, two, three. After all,
West knows
best.
Leland! Redo. We got it. Okay, ready? On the count of three. One, two, three.
After all.
Leland.
All.
One more time. Third time's a charm. Okay. One, two, three.
After all, West knows best.
Okay, I'll take it.
I'll call that one a winner.
I'll take it. With that being said, we hope you've enjoyed this season of Prep Rally, and
it's time for a long winter's nap.
So, well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And when we come back in January, we're going to be getting into basketball, so stay tuned for that. This is Prep Rally. It's been fun, y'all.